Essay 76, Open Letter to the Royal Society. I would like to thank the Royal Society for a successful nomination in 2004 for the rarely awarded high honour of a civilist pension granted in 2005. The pension has allowed me to work on the development of the Einstein-Cartan-Evans ECE Unified Field Theory since 2003. 223 papers have been produced, that was at the time of writing of essay 76, now it's 434, and have generated an estimated 30 million readings worldwide from three websites. 9 books have also been produced, and a great deal of website material. One of these websites, AIAS.us, has been archived as an outstanding website in the National Collection of Websites in the British Library from the National Library of Wales. They have also been archived on the Wayback Machine in San Francisco since 2002. I am a US dual citizen, so this website is also being archived by the University of California, San Diego, in the US National Collection of Outstanding Digital Collections, including Digital Collections of Science. In 2008, I was granted my coat of arms and raised to the untitled nobility or gentry in recognition of my scientific work and voluntary work on behalf of the community through the voluntary teaching of science. The way in which the ECE theory has been received is an astounding societal phenomenon, in that 500 to 1,000 million readings of this advanced scientific material have occurred since 2002. My colleagues at the Alpha Institute for Advanced Studies and I have therefore initiated a new era of research and teaching using the internet and open source methods. All our work is archived on Google Scholar, and my entire Omnia Opera of about 1,600 papers and books is a world record for the most prolific author in physics and chemistry, is available on AIAS.us. I'm told that the work has been nominated several times for a Nobel Prize, and I know that it's been nominated for the Wolf Prize and other awards. The other websites of relevance are also archived on the Wayback Machine. The reception given to the ECE theory has been monitored every day since April 30th, 2004, and is overwhelmingly positive. It can be seen that all the main universities of the world, top 20 for example, have accepted the theory and also accepted our ways of teaching. And the same can be said of all other relevant sectors of society, up to the seniority of head of state. For example, the Elysee Palace, the office of the French president, the office of the Italian prime minister, and so on. The ECE theory is designed to cover as much of physics and chemistry as possible by use of Occam's razor, by constructing in as simple a manner as possible a unified field theory based on well-known geometry. It is a theory that reduces to all the well-known equations of physics and also produces a great amount of new physics. This much is evident from the fact that it has now produced 343 papers and 11 books in about 14 years. About 200 of the papers have also been translated by Alex Hill into Spanish, and many of the other items and books. It has achieved much of what the older unified field theories failed to do by eliminating needless complexity. The reception given to it worldwide means that it has been quickly accepted by the scientific community, and it has been archived permanently both sides of the Atlantic. It eliminates much of the obscurity of older unified field theories. Among its most important achievements is to offer a plausible qualitative explanation of how energy can be obtained from spacetime. ET3M.net and upitech.org, as well as AIAS.us. This was proven with precision in UFT 311. So the use of energy from space-time is already a mature industry, and this source of energy is used routinely, notably by large corporations in Mexico. The ECE theory has offered a plausible explanation for a low-energy nuclear reaction, LENR, also now a mature industry. In my opinion, both these fields should be fully recognized and funded. Other recognized achievements of ECE include the unification of electromagnetic and gravitational theory and the unification of quantum mechanics and gravitation. The opinion of the great majority of scientists is that the older theories have not been able to do this. The great majority also thinks that the older theories have been thoroughly refuted, even though they are still being promoted through the media. The message being sent to the world's academies by professionals worldwide is that the latter have accepted ECE theory and are not satisfied with the older theories of physics. So I should think that almost the whole community of professional scientists worldwide endorses the enlightened manner in which the Royal Society nominated me for a civilist pension, thus giving me recognition at the highest level. In order to make progress in any area of human thought, new ideas are needed. This is self-evident. New ideas are needed, especially when the older ones have been refuted to the satisfaction of essentially the entire community of professionals. Sometimes these ideas appear so radical and unfamiliar that they are at first difficult to understand. But when these ideas are powerful enough, they easily surmount any barrier of misunderstanding or incomprehension. It is also possible now to monitor the way in which ideas are accepted and to monitor the way in which a new theory is studied. The feedback to AIAS.us has been monitored in many ways and in great detail, and it is known with complete objectivity that ECE has made an impact almost unprecedented in science. The teaching and dissemination of science has also been changed completely in the last decade by the open source revolution, and so journals and older practices of refereeing have become obsolete. The practice now is to let papers appear open source and let the colleagues decide directly on their merit. Each paper stands or falls on its own merit. The verdict on ECE has been unanimously positive. The various forms of feedback that show this are available on AIAS.us and in the national libraries worldwide, archived among the world's leading digital collections, such as the Wayback Machine and National Library of Wales. Conversely, the success of ECE means that many older theories have been abandoned by the vast majority of our colleagues. This is difficult for the proponents of these older theories to accept, but it is always a mistake to hang on to a refuted theory. The fact that space-time energy devices exist and are part of industry is just that, a fact. Almost everyone finds this new source of energy to be very useful. Professor M.W. Evans, member of the Gentry, DSc, PhD, BSc Wales, civilist pensioner, AIAS president.